Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is prime time right now for the beginning of gambling season. And as you guys know, you listen to the show each and every week. In this time slot, I'm joined by the founder of pregame.com, the official exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press. You can find him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. RJ Bell joining me here. RJ, for the final show of calendar year 2018 here with me on CBS Sports Radio. What's happening, my man?
Yeah, the Houston says we can't do it without you, Sean. You've got to be here on Sundays. I will say, though, you kind of make me feel like the kid who had the big pool, and in the summer everyone had to be nice to him because it was important to be able to use his pool. But then in the winter, not so much. It's like during football season, RJ's instrumental. After that, you know, a little bit.
Not true. I even said, RJ, we talk about it year-round. You know that's not true. So, RJ, before we get into the actual football from over the weekend and looking ahead to next week, just the lay of the land out in Vegas, it feels like starting yesterday and going through, like, next Sunday has got to be, like, one of the greatest weeks of the year in Vegas, just to be there and be in the sports books and whatnot.
Yeah, you know, I agree. I also think that for casual fans, I mean, the difference between who's betting in, let's say, June and who's betting in September, that's the casual batter. You've got the hardcore guy. He's grinding every day. He might take off a sport. Maybe he doesn't play baseball in July or whatever, but in general, he's betting most of the year. Then you've got the NFL-only guys, and there's a lot of those. To me, those guys, the season tends to sneak up on them, whereas it's not as much they're anticipating, oh, I can't wait till it starts. It's like, man, kickoff's really this Thursday, and first week might be a little slow, and then they're into it. So I agree with you. It's exciting for the hardcore guys.
Yeah.
I think week two and three probably of the NFL, probably the highest fever pitch other than the playoffs, just because everyone's back in it at that point and no one's gone bust yet. Because
gotcha.
Even come playoff time, some people give it up and they swear they're never going to bet again. but come next September, they get tempted back in.
Of course, because it's so much fun. It's great. Hey, RJ, before we get into the NFL, anything jump out at you yesterday on the first full Sunday of college football from a betting standpoint?
Yeah, you know, I actually got a ton of hot takey controversy last night. Not my thing typically. I'm cold cash over hot takes. But what I'll say is I put out the following. I'd like to get your thoughts.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh has been – now, let's full disclosure. I'm a graduate of The Ohio State University.
Yeah.
I don't like Michigan too much.
I'm a graduate of the University of Notre Dame, so we're friends on that front for sure.
Yeah, but it's not the same. Let's be honest. I mean, you know, it's almost, but not the same. Now, I'm a Steeler fan. Not a fan of the Ravens at all. So the Harbaughs, I have a personal problem with, I'll be honest. That said, here's my theory. Jim Harbaugh has been paid $20 million to coach 3 years, over $20 million. I believe he's been a slightly above average coach.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think if Harbaugh is as adamant about responsibility, about accountability, all his preaching, I think he should start donating every check from here on back to the school, scholarships or whatever, he can decide, until he starts really winning. Because he's being paid, he's the third highest coach in college football, and he is, I don't know, the 40th best coach maybe right now, based on performance. Michigan's been better than the 40th best team. But Michigan's baseline is much better than the average teams.
Yeah.
If you actually look at Brady Hoke's numbers, his last 25 games, he's like 12-13 straight up. And Harbaugh, his last, I think, 18 games is 9-9.
Yeah.
At what point does this guy say, I'm being overpaid?
Well, and he can't win a big game to save his life. I saw your tweet about that, RJ, and obviously we all know it's not going to happen, but I think you're...
But should it happen?
I agree with your take that he's not earning his keep. Here's what I brought up in the open of the show is, if you're a Michigan fan, like, if you can't get it done with this guy, like, who do you go hire if you can't get it done with Jim Harbaugh?
I think it's more this guy. Who is this guy? What's he ever done?
I mean, he came within one play of winning a Super Bowl.
Okay,
I mean, that's,
so did Jeff Fisher. I mean,
yeah, okay. Well, he also, and collegiately, he took Stanford from being a one-win team to the program that they continue to be now.
I just baited you into that one. All right, here's, I agree with you. Let's say that Jim Harbaugh is a Bill Snyder type, Kansas State. In my opinion, the greatest rebuild in the history of college football.
Yep.
Okay. Now, Bill Snyder, if you go look at his record in bowl games, it's below average against the spread. And here's why. And I actually know a number of people that were in that program throughout the 90s, so I have real strong insight into Bill Snyder. He was so intense, and he's much older now, not as much, so intense that games you might think they'd be a little flat, they were never flat for. But in the big games, when there was just the natural pressure, the natural intensity, his added intensity made the players tight. I think Snyder falls in that category. I think Bill Cowher, as a Steeler fan, hey, he won that Super Bowl. Give him credit. Boy, did they get lucky in that game. But you know how many AFC Championship games Pittsburgh had at home? They couldn't win as a home game for the AFC Championship? Yep, a bunch.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying every big game Harbaugh is going to lose, but if you actually look at a Stanford, he's going to take a bad program and make them way above average. Kudos. But that kind of coach is different than the coach that can take a good program and make them great. And I just wonder, is the intensity of Harbaugh a negative in these big games?
Yeah, no, that's fair. I think that's totally fair. I think Tom Herman could be dealing with the same type of dynamic that, his hellfire and brimstone at U of H at Houston works out great. But when you go to Texas, then, he may be Harbaugh South, Tom Herman. So I agree with that. I agree with that concept. I'm just basically defending Harbaugh. You made it sound like Harbaugh hadn't done anything before. And the guy, he's got decent pelts on the wall.
He's the third highest paid coach.
Right. Yes, and he's not the third best coach in college football.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
I'm not saying he hasn't had some decent performances. I'm also saying to some degree, as a high-intensity guy gets older, think about the coaches that really excel into their late 50s and 60s. Yeah. Are they usually those throw-the-clipboard guys, or are they usually the guys that are process-oriented?
The latter, for sure.
Yeah, and I'm not saying Harbaugh doesn't have any process, but he's more of an emotion guy.
Yeah.
And you also got to wonder, has the offenses passed him by? You look at what Saban's doing with their new quarterback. You know, it reminds me of one of the greatest lines in movie history, Sean, in Million Dollar Baby. Great movie, in my opinion. Clint Eastwood's a boxing trainer, and Morgan Freeman's doing the voiceover. And after the girl wins, like, another boxing match who he's training, Morgan Freeman goes, and then he had to do something he hated more than anything. Take a chance. Well, I tell you, give Saban credit. He'd rather have that quarterback that doesn't turn the ball over, that can run, that's always competent. But then he found out, you know something? If I had kept that quarterback, I would have lost two straight playoff games or two straight title games. And he took a chance. You just got to wonder, Harbaugh loves control. Is he running a certain type of offense he's keeping control of? Low variance, but not enough risk to win in 2018.
Well, last night was certainly an indicator that he hasn't quite figured out what to do with Shea Patterson yet. That's for sure. RJ, I want to make sure we get a few of these NFL takes in. We've only got a couple minutes here. As we head towards week one, give me a couple of teams where maybe you think the market or the public are kind of bullish on, but they should maybe proceed with caution as everybody's looking at their season win total bets this week.
Huh, that's interesting. I actually got more of the opposite. But
okay,
I'll give you one in that. Well, let me give you one, Browns.
Okay.
Now, listen, obviously the Browns are better than 0-16. If you look at their Pythagorean differential, which really is a fancy way of saying, based on the number of points scored, how many games they should have won, and their net margin points-wise, is they should have won like 3.5 games. They won 0. That plus 3.5, biggest margin from true victories to expected victories ever. So very unlucky team last year, and the Browns didn't win the turnover battle even once last year.
Wow, that's incredible.
Not a single game. So in the NFL, when a team wins a turnover battle, meaning they have a net margin on turnovers, they cover the spread 77% of the time. So getting Taylor in there at quarterback, a guy that handles the ball exceptionally well, doesn't turn it over, I think actually allows the Browns to win 5, 6, 7 games. Now, if Mayfield gets in, the question is there's probably more upside, but there's more downside. But here's why I'm down on the Browns. Because they have a defensive coordinator, Williams, bounty gate guy, who is 5 years behind with pass defense. If you actually look at the advanced stats, the Browns were mighty good against the run last year. They were bad against the pass, and they haven't made a single change schematically as far as anyone can see. So I think if anything with the Browns, I'm going to look to fade them against exceptional passing teams.
There you go. And real quick, RJ, we got about 45 seconds. What has there been a Vegas effect on this Khalil Mack trade?
Yes. In fact, a shocking effect when it comes to the Super Bowl. The odds a week ago for the Bears, about 100-1. Now there's sharp books. I mean, professional sharp books that's down in the 45-1 range.
Wow.
If you look at the individual games, not as much of a move, but I think just the general narrative of an up-and-coming team with a second-year quarterback, with a new offensive-minded coach with Nagy, I think in general you're going to see a lot of love for the Bears.
Interesting. And I know you think that the Bears could be a big surprise offensively too, because they were pretty vanilla in the preseason. RJ Bell at RJ in Vegas on Twitter. He's the founder of pregame.com. RJ, you know that I appreciate you coming on this show throughout the year. I look forward to doing many, many more segments with you down the road, my friend. Enjoy football season. I'll be talking to you soon, my man.
You know, Sean, I'm a big fan of yours. I think CBS is lucky to have you, and we'll be waiting for you to come back soon. Thanks, man.
I appreciate you, RJ. Thanks very much. Really appreciate the kind words. Means a lot. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.